strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 24th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I am here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 53 in the house, and it was a little more eventful than the day before. We've got a little, some things to talk about here. So, let's just get straight into it. The whole house was recovering from the night before. So yesterday, as I talked about, nothing was really happening. Adam remains the HOH. Mark and Esty are on the block, and it does look like Esty will still be going home. And then yesterday they had this big party. And in the morning, they were all struggling to recover from the big party. Esty was throwing up, and people were all over the place. Apparently, Esty made out with Dane the night before. They talked about it a little bit. So that happened. And Adam set the kitchen chairs up in the living room as a prank. So we were talking about that a little bit this morning, or yesterday morning. And that was a lie. Adam did it. So that happened. But we did get some movement over the course of the day, particularly with Kira, and then also with setting up again more of the end game and all of that stuff. So we did get Kira talking to the cameras. They feel kind of good against about their position in the game. They feel like they're going to be taken down toward the end because, you know, Nobody respects their game. They feel like they have a good chance of getting to the end. It's their chance of winning that they're concerned about. However, they do feel like they are, they feel like they have a better chance against Adam than they do against Dane. They're starting to think about that, yesterday. In particular, like, you know, if they had the choice, they would take Adam. Even though he's won more competitions, they feel like they'd have a better chance of beating Adam than Dane. So Kira plans on taking Adam to the final two at this point in time. Dane talks to Adam, and they talk about getting to the final two together. It would be legendary. Legendary. They might be the best final two in Big Brother Canada history. Think about it. First season, Gary and Jillian. Second season, John and Sabrina. Third season, Sarah and Godfrey. Fourth season, brothers and that girl. Fifth season, Karen. Sixth season, Paris and Kayla. We can do it. We'd be the best final two. And like, I want to say they're wrong, but they're actually probably right. They said that girl, by the way, not me. I know it's Kelsey. So there you go. They're talking about that. They talk about the like the jury votes, and you know, thinking about like, oh, it'd probably be pretty close between the two of us. Ultimately, probably it would be Mark and Anthony that decide the vote. If Dane gets Esty and Damien, Adam gets, you know, Kira and Sam, you know, Corey probably goes with either Adam or Dane. Adam was saying that she would go for Dane. And then the deciding votes would come down to Anthony and Mark. They would kind of decide which one of them wins. And so that's how they feel about that. And they agree that Anthony was probably easy to beat. They think that Anthony would get Corey and Maybe Mark, but that's probably it against one of them. And that, you know, Adam goes as far as to say, like, hey, if you're sitting up there, you've got my vote. You've got Kira's vote, you've got Sam's vote, you've got Esty, you've got Damien. Really just selling the case to Dane that he shouldn't take Adam, but who knows. But there you go. They talk about that here. Dane is then going to talk to the cameras, and Dane talks about not wanting to win the next HOH. He's been telling Adam that he's going to try, but he doesn't really want to win this HOH. So he can't let Adam know, but he's going to be throwing yet another HOH. He doesn't want to be the one to put Damien on the block. He needs his jury vote. So he's going to be throwing this one. He thinks that Anthony will take him to the final two. He thinks that Adam will take him to the final two. And he thinks that Mark will take Anthony to the final two. So he wants that final three of Anthony and Adam. And he thinks that up against Adam, he would have Esty, Damien, and Anthony at least. That he would have at least those three. And so he has a good chance of beating Adam. So he's not too uncomfortable with going to the end with Adam there either. That's Dane's plan. Dane wants to get to the final three with those three. I think Adam is on board with that. Anthony probably has other plans, but might not be able to do anything about it. He's going to try, though. And he is going to do some work. I was talking about it last night. You can't count Anthony out. That's why I gave him an 8 on the Stockwatch up there with Dane and Adam. And Anthony is going to put in some pretty good work yesterday. He has a long conversation with Kira, and they talk about what Kira might do if they win next week. Anthony's basically trying to convince them to throw the next HOH, that if they don't throw it, they might be put in a tough situation, like who of the four goes up as a pawn or, you know, anything like that. Kira says, look, it doesn't matter. I don't mind taking a shot. I don't mind having to make that decision. You know, if I don't win, I'm probably going to be the one that's the pawn. So, you know, you gotta be careful there. Anthony says, you know, look, you've got a shot at this. You can win. And Kira says, I think so too. You know, I think I can too. Anthony asks them, would you rather be a Kayla or a Paris? And Kira's like, a Kayla. And Anthony's like, no, wrong answer. You'd rather give up $80,000? Kayla didn't win. No, I'd rather be Paris. Exactly. That's exactly what I thought you would say. And Paris did nothing, according to Anthony. Paris did nothing. So look, you've got a great chance, Kira. Kira says, but Paris was up against Kayla. Everyone hated Kayla. There's not a person that everybody hates in this house. And Anthony says, it's not about hating. It's not about everybody hating them. It's about, you know, that she played a hard game. You know, so, you know, you've played smart, Kira. Played smart. And Kira's like, yeah, I feel like I have been playing the game. And I think that lately I have been able to keep my mouth shut and play smarter and all of this stuff. I think, you know, really trying to sell their game to Anthony in the event that they are in the final two, that Anthony might be able to help them out in the jury house. That's kind of going on here. And also, there's a little bit of them playing each other to some extent, where Kira obviously knows that Anthony is manipulative, but they do feel close to him and they want to continue to make him feel like he's manipulating them. And he is trying to peel them away from Dane because that's important for his game. And so they're both kind of successful here, I think. Kira says to Anthony that they feel closest to Anthony on a personal level. They know that Adam is close to them on a game level, but personally, they feel closer to Anthony. And they promise Anthony that he will not go up if they win the next HOH. Anthony likes that. He likes that. They talk more about some of the other players and why Kira is more respectable than them. Damien hasn't done anything. They don't respect Damien's game. Esty hasn't done anything. They don't respect her game. Anthony claims that he has no deals beyond the final five. They've got the top five. No deals beyond that. Kira's like, what? you don't have a three thing with Adam and Dane? He's like, no, really? Well, come on. Come on. He's like, no, really? No deal. Look, and I guarantee that you have been approached with a final three deal. And I guarantee that you said yes, because of course, why wouldn't you say yes? And that's totally fine. It doesn't mean you have to be loyal to it. You know, I'm sure that you have some sort of final three deal going on, but that's okay. And Kira's like, oh no, well, I mean, well, the subtext here is that Anthony knows that Dane approached Kira with the final three. So he is alluding to this in a way that implies that he might know about it and implies that Kira does not have to be loyal to that final three, that there are other options. And this works very well. This works very well. He does this pretty effectively here. Kira is going to go and talk to the cameras after this and wonder why Anthony seemed to be talking like he knew about the final three between Adam, Dane, and themselves. And it gets them thinking. It gets them thinking about other options. Dane is a dangerous player. Maybe they don't need to go to the final three with Dane. Maybe they can go to the final three with some other players. Maybe like Anthony. Who knows? They think Dane is just, he's so dangerous. They know he's been throwing competitions. He can win these competitions. They know that he's very good socially and that he'll probably win a jury vote. They've talked earlier that morning about how Adam was a better person to take to the final two. And so they think they need to take Dane out of the game. The Dane needs to go. That if it's a triple, that they would put up Damien, Dane, and Mark and take out Damien and Dane. And I think that's a mistake. They should take out Mark and Dane. But, you know, whatever. But Damien and Dane. So if given the opportunity, I think they might try to take a shot at Dane, but they'd probably go for Damien first. Unfortunately, they'd still probably stick to the five first. I think they are still talking about Dane, or talking about Damien as the first target, but then Dane is actually not protected by this final three that he made with Kira any longer. Kira is all on board the let's take Dane out train. So you gotta watch out for that. And yes, they are still talking about the triple, unfortunately. Mark is still talking about a triple. It's gonna be a triple, guys. A triple or like a double in an instant, like you know. Oh boy. So Kira's talking about their ideal final three at this point is themselves, Adam, and Anthony. Or Mark. But probably Anthony. They need Adam there. But they do not need Dane. And as Nikki points out in the chat, this is bad news bears for Dane. Oh boy. He was relying on Kira's vote and Kira's protection in the final six and final five. Well, not as much in the final five, but definitely the final six. And, it's not good. It's not good. This does leave the door open that if Mark wins the next HOH, and decides to betray the five and target Dane, that Kira could be a vote against Dane, potentially, even if he's not up against Adam. The problem is we don't know if Mark would know to do that. So basically, how we were looking at this before is that Dane was completely safe because Mark would have to win the next HOH, and then he'd have to decide to target Dane or Adam, and then he would have to put him up on the block next to Adam, Dane and Adam on the block. Then Anthony would have to win the veto because Damien would win it and use it. Kira would win it and use it. Adam would win it and use it. Dane would win it and use it. And then if Kira or Damien were up against either Dane or Adam, they would go home. But now it seems like potentially, if Kira won it, or was off the block when Dane was up against Damien, there is a chance that Kira could go along with the plan to evict Dane. There's a chance. However, I personally believe that they would still evict Damian. I think that they would not go against Adam in that particular vote, even though there's a shot there with Dane. I don't think they would take it. I think that their plan is to evict Damien first anyway. I think that they want to go to the five first and that they have options at that point moving forward. And so I don't think that they would take that shot, especially if it seems like Mark is turning on both Dane and Adam. I think that they stick with Adam. They keep Dane around. They know that Dane and Mark will be fighting it out at that point, and that's great for them. So I don't think this means a whole lot for Dane in the double eviction. I do think he's still safe, but it is something to think about moving forward. It's not great if Kira wins the HOH at five. Dane is no longer protected. Anthony has supplanted him. You can't give Anthony any rope. He'll use it to hang you. It's not good. Not good. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Adam is going to talk to Dane about bringing Damian in for the Esty vote. Again, this is just more, they're talking about this a lot. They're figuring out their plan for bringing Damian in, what they're going to tell him, how they're going to get his vote, how they're going to keep him in the loop moving forward. All of that stuff there. And they also just talk about these people. In this house, so trusting. I don't understand. Why do they just trust us? Makes no sense. This Damian guy, he's so passive. He was nothing to talk about unless we go talk to him. We've seen all these seasons. He's seen no seasons. That's the problem. So they talk about that. They go to Kira and they talk to them about, hey, look, so we're going to approach Damian to get his vote. And we're going to tell Damian that you are the target moving forward. You're not really the target, but we're going to tell him you are, just so you know, so you don't hear it and freak out. Are you okay with that? And Kira's like, yeah, that's fine. So that's fine. Adam, Dane, and Damian then have a conversation. They float this idea of a potential guys thing. Hey, what if the guys stuck together? Maybe. What do you think about that, Damian? And Damian is kind of just like, I don't know. Problem is, I just don't trust Mark. I've talked to Mark about a guys thing before, and he doesn't really want to do a guys thing. So I don't know. Maybe. So the idea has been floated and they have more plans to talk to Damian today and try to flip him over. As I said on the roundtable last night, I do think Damian will eventually come around. There's not really much point to sticking and being a vote to keep Esty if he knows that Adam is going to break the tie to evict her anyway. He's not really like Dane in the sense that I think he feels like he needs to vote to keep Esty in order to retain her jury vote. I think that he's probably going to flip around if that's what he feels he needs to do. So that's what I'm thinking there. And that's really most of what happened yesterday in the house. Really the major thing that happened was Anthony has wiggled his way back in with Kira, and Kira still doesn't trust Anthony, but he has torn them away from Dane and taken that piece away from Dane. So these pieces are still being moved around in interesting ways. And I literally was just saying it last night. You cannot count Anthony out of the game quite yet. He still has a lot of outs here. So it'll be interesting. Interesting to see what happens here. So bye bye Esty, asks the chat. Yes. Esty still looking like she is going to be heading out of the game. What are you going to do? She hasn't campaigned at all. She still thinks she's staying. She really does. Mondo wants to know, how has Adam been doing? There was talk about some injury. Yeah, he hurt his toe during the party, but I haven't seen, I don't think it's bad. I think he's totally fine. I don't see it really impacting his performance unless there's like a toe competition where you have to stand on your toes. I don't know. I think he's fine. I don't think it'll matter much. It's not like there's a ton of running that needs to happen in most competitions. Even the running back and forth one, like it, I think he'll be fine. I'm personally not too concerned. That's what's happening. That's what we got for you. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, where I will update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we will be live to recap the double eviction of Big Brother Canada 7. Very exciting. Double eviction. Lots of things could happen. And by lots of things, I mean like two or three. But still, could be fun. We'll have fun. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And thank you for joining me. See you next time.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.